Was washing the dishes. All right. We are good, sir. I will, if you'd like, read the modified public notice.
I would be grateful.
This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, the Star Ledger. The notice, the agenda and notice of the meeting were also posted on the township's website, including information on filing in or accessing the meeting via electronic means. Mr. Penner, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlek?
Here.
Council President Millay?
Here.
And Mayor Higgins, we have a quorum.
We have a full house here.
Yeah.
All right. First item is the consent agenda, minor items which can be approved all at once. And this is the release of several items related to Bourbon Street Liquors on Route 31, a performance bond and a performance guarantee. Our engineers authorized both. So any questions or concerns?
No. None.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlek?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And next item is reports. And, you know, I'm so unused to this video thing. Who goes first on reports?
Mayor, usually me.
Okay, what's up?
Because we're pretending we're sitting in up at the Adair. So with the Board of Education, they just had a Board of Ed meeting, which again was held virtually this past Monday, the 21st. There's several back-to-school nights planned between last week and this week. And that's it for my Board of Education report. For the Clinton Township Environmental Commission, the next meeting is set virtually for October 1st, 2020, which is, believe it or not, next Thursday already. And an interesting document got passed out. It was the Windy Acres Mammals, and it was a great guide to all the different and diverse wildlife that's found up at Windy Acres. It was very informative and great work done by the Environmental Commission member who did it. So, again, if anyone's interested, I have the updated trail maps in a PDF version. And that's all I have. Actually, just one thing, and this goes back some ways. The property over on Concord Road, there was an issue with a fence that was taken down. It was a misunderstanding between the owner of the property and the township and the status of the ownership of the property at the time where the fence was taken down. And I know one was supposed to be put back up to keep any trespassers or larger wildlife from falling into any parts of the exposed foundation. I just want to know what was happening there.
You want me to do that, Brian? We have a little.
Yeah, and I thought we had made arrangements back in August to have that fence put back up. I never did get confirmation, but assumed it was in process talking to Jesse and Mike. But
It could have been. Brian, this is just something I had in my notes. I did not receive any, you know, emails or anything about it. Just something I had as a piece of unfinished business, if you will.
No, I can take a run over tomorrow, maybe. I thought it was done as well. But, you know, we ought to put eyes on it just to make sure. I'll do that.
Trust but verify.
Thank you, Mayor.
In that case, verify.
Right.
I'm not sure about trust.
But I think you can. I guess, John, I can kick it off and you can fill in the details, but it's a good opportunity to go into the current status of 10 Concord, which is that the owner, who was in arrears in their taxes, requested a payoff amount, which was provided to them that would include I believe it was provided to their attorney for costs involved in the, not only the tax lien and the tax sale, but also the back taxes and demolition costs and fence costs, I think.
Yep. It was a total of $31,400. It was provided to his attorney. Gosh, I think it was either this past Friday or Monday. So they have a chance to redeem it. If they pass, then we auction it. So, and I won't make any more comments than that. Anything else, Mark?
No, sir. That's it. I just appreciate the job that council and all our township employees have been doing through this whole COVID pandemic and keeping everything afloat and all the wheels turning, because as we know, government doesn't stop. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sure everybody appreciates it. Mrs. Switlick, Amy, you're up next, I think.
Tom can go, but I'll be happy to go. Tom, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I have nothing to report.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Apologies. I've been away from council for so long, I can't visualize the lineup anymore. But go ahead, Amy.
North and Voorhees, Board of Ed, nothing crazy going on. They voted on the next school year's calendar. They talked about, they had a discussion on the no files finals for students who have an average of 93 and above. They are doing a parent survey about shuffling the students around when they change each marking period. It sounded to me like parents don't want that, but I think that survey ends on Monday. The rescheduling the next board meeting to October 20th, a week later than we have the calendar. October 5 through 9 is week of respect. I don't know what that means, but it's on October 5 through 9. I don't know exactly what they do. Brian, maybe you can indulge. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I was going to talk to Marin about it, but I do remember this discussion happening. I don't know if it was last year at one of their board meetings. They thought it'd be a good idea, and I thought it's an excellent idea, to have two student reps, one from Voorhees and one from North, that would sort of behave like they were on the Board of Ed, obviously not doing confidential issues or personnel issues. But I'm not sure when it's starting, but I remember them talking about it, and I guess they're implementing it shortly. So I'll find out more about that because I think that's an excellent idea. They talked about vape detection in the bathroom. I thought this was very interesting. If a student goes into the bathroom and vapes, there's some type of detection, I don't know what, that they photograph. When they leave the bathroom door, it photographs the student. So I don't know how that works, but they were talking about the board meeting. Again, I thought that was very interesting. And the most talked about was the football season and how they're going to conduct the games. They're following the number of no more than 500 people. And so far they're talking about each player getting two tickets, cheerleaders getting two tickets, and band members getting two tickets. And all the teams that they're playing against will also be following the same protocol. So that should be interesting. And they basically talked about the football season because that's where they make the most money and a large amount of people attend those. Although I have to say wrestling does bring a lot in too, but obviously not as much as football. So we'll see how that goes. So that's it for North Voorhees, but I will get back to you on the student reps, and I'm curious about the vape detection, how that works. So I'll follow up next meeting. Open space, the webpage is still under construction. My son's doing it. So between his studies, he's putting the information in to, it's the Clinton Township website. I think I talked about this before. So it'll be a section of the Clinton Township official webpage. And he already uploaded, I think it was Patricia from Environmental, put the bird section together. And as Mark mentioned, there's a mammal portion. So my son will be uploading that as well. And whenever, that should be going live eventually, I guess. The trail maps, my daughter is also helping me with that. There's a couple more tweaks on that before it's final. So Mark, as soon as I get my daughter to do that, I'll send you that updated one. There's just a couple little tweaks on it.
Thank you, Amy.
No problem. The new parking lot has a gate and the millings are spread, and stone will be placed on top of the millings. That might have happened today. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check.
I saw Tom Sylvia today, and he showed me a picture. I don't know that the stone's down, but it looks like they did a nice job grading the millings. It's improved since just today, I guess.
Yeah, no, he sent me that picture too. It does look like he spread stone over it on the
picture.
Could be. But I was there's also the millings at the new parking lot. I'm not sure if they did anything to that because Tom only sent us the picture of the one near the future pavilion. So anyway, I believe the dump was cleaned up. It had like some refrigerators, tires and whatnot. I'll double check with that again. I'm going to go back and there's some broken glass that needs to be picked up that obviously DPW doesn't have to deal with. The hunters, once again, they're leaving the gate open. They were caught twice. So, they had their hands slapped and hopefully, we won't have a problem like we did last year with the gate just being open all the time. We're printing signs for the property rules, such as no ATVs, bikes, and whatnot. There's also wording indicated that there is surveillance on the property. We're trying for two cameras with an electrical hookup. Brian, I think you and I talked about that on one of the property walks. We're hoping to get one near the pavilion and one near the railroad tracks. An electrical hookup one. We're also purchasing, I'm not sure if it's two or three solar hunting cams to spread around the property so we are able to identify the violators and prosecute them. Let's see. We hired an exterminator. There's a section on the trail that has a huge yellow jacket nest. Rich Shaw had 10 stings, so we're getting that taken care of in case a taxpayer comes along and gets stung. Early discussions about Polytech. I'm not sure if I mentioned this. When we were up there talking to the Clinton Township School District about using the property for environmental education, there was mention that maybe a Polytech, a class, would be interested in filling around with that Gitlow house. And I did get a bite. The carpentry teacher might be reaching out and hopefully, I mean, it's a shot in the dark, but hey, it's something. So they can do, outdoor learning as well in Polytech. So we'll see how that goes and I'll let you know. And we received three quotes for picnic tables to be purchased and placed under the pavilion. And once again, those funds will be coming from the Exxon grant. And Carla, I'll email that report to you.
You know, I always feel like a piker when I follow Amy in terms of the stuff that's going on. We have to change the order or something. No planning board. That was canceled for lack of activity and items. So and we talked about 10 Concord. I thought I'd mention, kind of administrator things, I guess. I think folks were aware that we had a problem with the septic system pumps over at the police building a week or two ago, several weeks ago, to the tune of 11,000 and change. Well, on Monday, the well pump went out for the municipal building. So that's $4,000. And then I guess it was Tuesday, there was a fan motor in the that supplied the courtroom that I wouldn't say fire, but sure smoked a lot. So apparently there were a bunch of fire engines out there making sure that nothing was really amiss. So it's been a bunch of small, medium-sized, issues that have happened in the township. I think they're all resolved at this point in time. And we also got a rumor this morning, which was confirmed about a half hour later. There's an office building. It's about 100,000, 105,000 square feet over at Beaverbrook on Route 31 that was built for Ingersoll Rand. And they've terminated the lease a couple of years early and are moving out of the building this month. So that'll be vacant. And going to take a walk through it with the County Economic Development Director and the brokers in another week or two. And see whatever we can do to help see that it's reoccupied quickly. Might be a tough one. Office buildings are not exactly in great demand these days. So, but we'll see what happens with that. Otherwise, that's about all I've got.
And Hermantown. Don't forget Hermantown.
Well, it's too close to my house. I didn't want to brag about it, but after all these years, Hermantown, the mountains of the moon is smooth as a baby's bottom. There's much happiness in the environs up this way. It's a fairly heavily trafficked street, and it had been in disrepair for quite a long time, and kind of fell off the, never quite made the township paving list for the last couple of years. So it was nice when it did this year. And for folks that are listening, we do our best to keep the politics, favorites, squeaky wheels out of the equation when we choose the roads that are to be paved. It's a function of traffic and condition. And of course, when we figure out the budget, how much money we've got to do. So there's a reprioritization that occurs each year when the budget is set and we know how much money we've got and the status of our state grants. So, which reminds me, Brian, have you heard whether, the final phase on Stanton Mountain has been done?
I've not. The last word that I'd heard either from Jay or Jess back in August was that it was delayed until, Jess may even have mentioned it in that last August meeting. It's scheduled for October. I think they wanted to let, the work that the contractor had done rebuilding the two sections sit for a bit before they do the mill and pave in between.
Okay.
So I actually have to call Larry and follow up on a few things. The Gray Rock area as well as when is Stanton going to be done?
Yeah. Well, no worries on that. I know it'll get done this year. It's just, it'll be great to see that complete stem to stern or top to bottom, yeah, however you want to phrase it. So that's a very expensive and 2.5 phase kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now who sits? It's your turn.
Yeah, it's me. The only couple of things that I would note are we're working on some ordinances with Trishka. We've got hopefully for early October, roadway updates and an update to the performance guarantee. And another one has come to my attention that we'll have to look at for later in August, I think. And, we'll let council digest it a bit and see how they feel. I think everybody would be in favor of something like this, but I received a concern from some residents in town whom I met with on Monday. And their concern, I think, is quite valid. They had a house that recently sold for a large sum. And then right after it sold to a couple, is being put up for rent. And their concern is they don't want to see short-term rentals vis-a-vis like an Airbnb or, what's the other one that I can't think of at the moment?
A VRBO or one of those places?
Yeah. So they don't want in a large residential area, I quite understand. And I think I agree that we don't need that sort of thing, in our residential zones. I know some other towns have instituted regulations prohibiting or regulating short-term rentals, limiting them. So I do have some documentation on it, and Trishka, happy to send you some of what they've sent me, but I want you to think about it as a whole. Make sure that we want to move ahead with this. I think we do. I think it makes sense. We don't have a problem right now, but it could easily become one, and if we have an ordinance that sits around and doesn't get used, I'm fine with it, but it would be good to have on the books in case we have an issue.
Yeah, I would certainly support that. You know, I read too many, particularly currently, the COVID party places.
Yeah, I'm sure they must have something like that, Trishka, down in Princeton.
Actually, we don't. I think they're not a permitted use because they're not called out, but there's one. So I think that's more or less how we treat them, but nothing on the books that's specific.
Okay. And just so you know, Trishka, that you sound a little far away, very soft. I could make it out, but then later if there's something more important, maybe difficult. I don't know if your earbuds are fine or that's better.
I'm going to switch earbuds. Or is that better? Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Switch earbuds. I don't know what's going on.
But that's all my report. All my other committees met prior to the last meeting, so I think we're up to date.
Lieutenant DeRosa, anything from the police department?
How is everybody? Just a couple things. Speaking of Corona, we're just kind of preparing ourselves in case this does come back around and spikes again. We're pretty good on supplies. We did a good job of nesting a lot of stuff away just in case it does come around. So we should be well stocked. Our distracted driving, DPF, alcohol education enforcement is coming to an end, which the alcohol education enforcement will get $21,000 full reimbursement, which will take about probably 3 weeks. That's done September 30th. As far as the school, we've been, you know, so far it's been quiet, but we will prepare for the football games and stuff like that because I'm sure they're going to want extra officers. So, so far so good up there, and they really like our new class 3 that we hired. So, with the 5 complement of officers up there now. So other than that, you know, everybody's doing well so far, knock on wood, no cases in our PD with any, COVID. So we must be protecting ourselves pretty well. So other than that, I'm good. Any questions for me?
Not on my end. Nope. Anyone from council?
Nope.
Got it.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope. Stop starting fires in the building.
Let's move on to resolutions then. First one is approving a shared service agreement with the North Hunter and Voorhees Board of Education for a law enforcement officer. Here's a teeny weeny typo in the written number. It's not $90,000, but $99,000. And this is payment for a regular officer that is stationed at the school, primarily stationed at the school. It's a slight adjustment up from previous years, so it's just an update as far as I'm concerned. Is there any discussion? Did I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
With the second.
Okay, thank you.
You can give it to Pom.
Go ahead, Carla. Unmute.
I lost you guys for a minute. Tom and Mark? Councilman Stress?
Yeah.
Councilman Stress? Councilman McCutcheon?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. The next item is a resolution to amend the goods and services agreement with Emizanti Technologies. These folks provide software licenses to the township and, data backed up, disaster mitigation, firewall software, and that sort of thing. We basically, among other things, ran out of software licenses, i.e. Microsoft Office and that sort of thing. So it's an adjustment upward to the current contract from $28,000 to $33,400. I'm aware of the details of it, and it's certainly justifiable. Discussion? I'll make the motion this time.
Second.
Thank you, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick? Council President Millay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes, thank you. Next up is appointing an alternate judge. And we have a vacancy in that regard for reasons I can't remember sitting here, but we have a very, very excellent backfill. Katie Wong was recommended by our current Judge Perkins and our court administrator, Lynn Lawrence, and she was the backup prosecutor for us. So she knows us, we know her. And she was recently appointed a judge. So I'm delighted to, I'll make the motion to sign her up as an alternate judge at $800 per court appearance.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you again. And the last resolution is awarding a wrecker service license and contract to Somerset Hills Towing for a 36-month period effective July 2020. I'll describe the circumstances. Trishka, don't hesitate to step in if I've missed something, but we had solicited proposals for these services back in July, and our police folks had looked at the four people who had submitted proposals and chose not to recommend this group because of service difficulties that had been experienced with them before. They shortly thereafter filed a lawsuit for basically a lack of a proper procedure, notice, et cetera, et cetera. So we, through our attorney, have had discussions with their attorney, and to avoid spending a lot of money and time on litigation, we've basically agreed that we would take them in once again, backdating their contract to the July period. So it's coterminous and begins with the others, on the condition that they carefully observe our rules, regulations, and whatnot like that. So they're under a microscope just like the other three, and we will be sure to watch their performance. Did that adequately describe it, Trishka?
Yeah, it did, Mayor. I think, we were fortunate their attorney was very cooperative. He was also very appreciative of the township's position. And as you indicated, I think we would have been throwing good money after bad if we had opted to fight the lawsuit. And that's without admitting that we had done anything wrong, by the way, because I don't think we did. However, there are a lot of protections built into your towing ordinance that will address the issues that we've had previously with this particular tower. So I just think it's a question of making sure that they really stick to the ordinance's requirements, and we should be okay.
Agreed. Any discussion?
No.
Right. Nope.
I'll make the motion.
Second
for Mayor Higgins.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. All right. So we're done with resolutions, and we are up to the adoption of an ordinance and a public hearing for this ordinance. I'll read it by title. It's Ordinance 1141-2020, an ordinance authorizing the conveyance of a historic preservation easement on the Fox Seals property, Block 53, Lots 3.01, and the sale of the Fox Seals property for a mixed-use development that preserves the former township municipal building and includes an affordable housing unit. This is part of the kind of complicated renewal of the space around the buildings and the space around the old municipal building in the center of Annandale. In order to, it's received final approval recently from the Board of the Planning Board. And in order to take the next steps now toward actually demolition, construction, and whatnot, we needed to place this easement, which would then preserve the historic aspects of the remaining structure. Most of the extant structure gets demolished because there are appurtenances that were added over a period of time, and we get down to the historic core. SHPO, the state organization in charge of such things, wants an easement to ensure that as time goes on, the restoration, which is done to the standards, the Interior Department standards, maintains intact through the life of the building. The easement holder is the township through the Historic Commission and the council. So this is a step toward actually seeing work commence at that location, something that we've been working on for well nigh 5 years now. So I'd be happy to entertain discussion. I know Brian would. He's had a huge amount of work invested in this. So if there's any discussion on the part of council, please feel free. Hearing none, let me open the public hearing. It is 7:31 p.m. Are there any members of the public that would care to comment, discuss, question? It's that Glazer guy again. Mr. Glazer.
Let's see. Do I have to unmute him? I
was going to speak in favor of the ordinance. Obviously, I'm on the planning board, so I know about the plans to redevelop the site. This is a necessary step to get that eyesore redeveloped.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't agree more, Bill. All right. Well, it doesn't appear that there's any more discussion coming from the public, so I'll close the public hearing now at 7:32 p.m. and call for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Tom.
I'll second.
Thank you, Brian.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Thank you very much. Yes. Terrific. It's a significant step forward. And now it goes down to SHPO. We hope they endorse it and do it quickly so we can get going before the weather gets nasty and, have to postpone things for another X number of months. All right. We're up to paying the bills. This month, a total of $2.93 million. I have looked at the register. I did not see anything out of order myself. I see Brian shaking his head.
Yeah, I reviewed it. Everything looks in order to me. I will move to pay the bills.
Second, Strauss.
Thank you, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick? Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you all very, very much. So now we're up to public comment period. And are there any members of the public out there that would care to comment on anything that might come to their mind?
And usually I'd call folks out, but there are so few. Feel free to just unmute yourself and speak away if you wish.
I'll go first. It's Bill Glazer at 35 Pinehurst Circle. I did want to make a comment to Council President Malloy's statement on the short-term rentals. Love the idea. I don't know if they're included commonly in ordinances, but in the COVID world, this short-term rental of pools has become an issue. So we might want to capture that as part of any ordinance if the township does an ordinance and it makes sense. But people rent out their pools for hours at a time and big parties ensue, and it became a problem in certain towns around the country. I don't know so much New Jersey.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good catch.
Yeah, yeah. There's an app that rents pools. I forget what it's called.
You mean like people's swimming pools in their backyard?
They do. They rent the house, but they're really renting the pool for a pool party for like 5 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think Trishka and I will have to review. There are some model ordinances around the state, and they're all, I believe, and Trishka can correct me if she knows off the top of her head, but there was state legislation passed a few years ago to regulate short-term rentals. So I would imagine whatever we do has to fit within.
Yes, and the legislation.
The statutes.
Yeah. Yeah, and the legislation's a bit complicated, but, wow, swimming pools, huh?
Yeah. That's the concern. I mean, some of the things that have cropped up, even in New Jersey, Lakewood, they had a party house. So they rented it for the weekend and 400 people came and COVID restrictions be darned, and they had a big party.
Mm-hmm. You see this on NJ.com, I mean, with some frequency.
Yeah.
You know, the party house and the party pools. It's kind of crazy.
And it's not something that, you know, the township, I think, has ever even thought to consider because, well, geez, who'd want to have an Airbnb out here? It's bucolic. It's nice, but it's not really, maybe the town.
But those party entrepreneurs watch those places exactly to rent.
Yep. And right now, that's the kind of thing everybody's looking at. Big house and
I did one other thing, if I could ask. And if you can't answer, you can't answer. But is it possible to an update on the search for an administrator and CFO? Because I know that's a burden on the township's employees and the council.
Yeah, so John and I, the mayor and I, have been filling in on an interim basis to both get a sense for what the township really needs in an administrator, and I think we're settling toward a part-time type of position. To maximize some cost savings, I imagine we'll continue with this for at least another month or two. There's no rush. I think we're managing all right, and we'll keep updating everyone on our search progress.
How about the CFO?
Pardon?
How about the CFO position?
So we have a CFO. We appointed a CFO at the end of June or early July. It is a professional, let's say a professional agreement. Trishka could clarify for me exactly what we would call it.
Okay.
And the intent there is we have an experienced CFO, with some staff who's familiar to us who can help us. And that CFO will serve until we have an in-house candidate, the position full time at some point in 2021.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually working very well.
Yeah.
From my perspective. And I think Brian described the administrator process very well. Remember, we have a budget, and when somebody leaves, there's a lot of pay. In the municipal world, there's a ton of pay due to folks, so we don't really want to blow the budget completely. And I know Brian's been doing a great job at the administrator stuff. I'm doing my best, but
guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to jump off. My son just told me that my daughter slipped on the bathroom floor, so I need to go and take care of it. I apologize. Okay.
Good night.
Good luck. Good night. So we'll keep everybody informed, but it's going to be a month or so, like as Brian said.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
A couple of questions from the press, if you don't mind.
Sure.
On the old municipal building property, what's going to be built? How big a piece of property is it? I guess is the first question.
Oh,
it's an acre?
It's about 1.4 acres in total. Yeah. Don't ask me. It's a little complicated. It's a kind of an L-shaped piece of property that includes a street. And the street is being closed off to add to the bulk of the property. The easement that created the street will be extinguished. And then all the buildings on the property that are not historic will be demolished, leaving only a very small, 2,000 square foot per floor kind of a building, something on that order. And in that building will be a coffee shop, restaurant, or similar with two apartments above, one of which will be affordable. The foot of the L, the other portion of the foot of the L will be retained by the township, and that will become a community parking lot. That'll be, the redeveloper will install the infrastructure for proper lighting, Belgian block curves and that sort of thing, and then we'll pave it. So, you know, we're doing this very efficiently, both for us and for the redeveloper in that regard. And then at the top of the L, which is over on Center Street, there will be erected should look like a large home, and that will be a 10-unit apartment building. And it's a variety of, you know, bedroom sizes and that sort of thing. But most of the closed-off street, or a good portion of it, will form the parking lot, the private parking lot for that that apartment building. So it's a little bit of a complicated process or construct, which is why it's taken so long. But at the end of the day, I think after 20 years plus or minus of talking about doing something there, we have a viable economic proposition, and I think we'll add two assets to the community, three assets if you include a paved parking lot that will be appreciated.
Will any of the 10 units be affordable?
No. simply the one of the two units on the second floor of the historic building. And think about it this way. If it's a restaurant, coffee shop, there may be a waiter. Who knows? Maybe the owner might live upstairs.
Right. Other thing.
By the way, just were you familiar with a place called Gourmet Expressions up in Mountainville and Tewksbury by chance?
Not really.
Okay, never mind. It would be about the same size, probably a similar look. Never mind.
Okay, well, let's see. The goods and services agreement, who was that? What was the company's name for the software licensing?
Oh, Imazati. It's on the agenda.
Right.
Okay, I'll have to call that up separate. Okay.
Yeah, don't ask us to spell it.
Okay. And give me some background on Stanton Mountain, because I'm not alone.
Stanton Mountain Road has been paved in two phases. We're in the process of completing the second phase. The first phase was completed about 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe not quite. Maybe 3 or 4.
I think two.
Something in the range. And then the second phase, the contractor wrapped up work probably July or August. And the little middle section that is left just needs to be milled and paved. It's a pretty good it's a long road, and had a lot of drainage issues going back.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that was it. Thank you very much. And my battery is dying on my iPad, so it better be it.
It is now.
Yeah.
Okay. You can always call tomorrow. It's not a big deal.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? If not, I know who I always look left to. Mr. Strauss.
Yes, motion to adjourn. A pleasure.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed or abstaining? All right. Well, I thank everybody once again for a great meeting, and I'm sure we'll see each other soon.
Yes, everyone be well.